Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. I hope you're all doing well, hope you're having a good day, and I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Now, speaking of today's episode, let's actually get on with today's episode, shall we? Okay, so today's story is about two drunk tourists who broke into an off-limits part of the Eiffel Tower in Paris after hours and accidentally fell asleep. It all happens eventually, you know, it happens to the best of us. The Independent reported that 200 other tourists were woken up by security guards on Monday the 14th of August. Guards were conducting their usual rounds at around 9 a.m, leading them to find that the two men were up early in the morning, according to the operator of the publicly owned tower. Paris prosecutors have said that the two men had snuck in after hopping over security barriers at around 10:40 p.m. on Sunday. However, they have appeared to have gotten stuck because of how drunk they were. That's a typical drunken story right there, isn't it? Like, you have an idea when you're drunk. You think, ah, what could go wrong? And then eventually everything goes wrong. And you end up hopping over a security barrier, getting falling asleep in the Eiffel Tower, of all things, as you do. And then you find security guards the next morning wondering what the hell you're doing there and how you even got in the first place, for the most part. Unfortunately, this did cause issues among the monument's opening, which was delayed the following day, so officials could then escort the pair out of the facility. However, according to the operator of the tower, they did not pose a threat. They were simply just two drunken idiots who decided to hop over a security barrier, have a bit of a laugh while drunk, and eventually fall asleep. You know, harmless. However, this is the second time this month that this global landmark known as the Eiffel Tower has had to be delayed towards its visitors, that is. The Eiffel Tower received two bomb threats on the 12th of August, leading to bomb disposal experts and police to inspect the area, including one restaurant in the building. Authorities have also asked visitors to evacuate all three floors and stay clear of the tower, which is his usual kind of procedure of a situation, which is rare, but, you know, it's still a situation which you have to take seriously at all costs. After police conducted a search, the monument remained closed for a few hours before visitors were allowed to come back in. Police detectives are now prompting an investigation of the suspects who made threats to lives by falsely claiming that a dangerous explosive incident has occurred or will occur, as per the French news. If a person is convicted, they can face up to 2 years in prison. While evacuations are rare, they can happen from time to time. Back in 2019, visitors were forced to evacuate the tower after a man was spotted climbing upside the Eiffel Tower. That's one thing to try and break into it, but climbing up the side of it, that's something completely rare in general. I've never known a person to try that and do that. Like, not even Tom Cruise, the movie star himself, has done something like that for, like, an Mission Impossible movie or whatever it may be. Like, he's done some crazy stunts, but he's never once attempted to climb the Eiffel Tower. Not yet, anyway. The jury's still out on that one. But, yeah. I found this was, like, a funny story to talk about. A little bit lighthearted, not too serious. It goes to show you how, even when you have an idea, when you're drunk, it's probably best not to go through with that idea, because it could get yourself hurt or it could get someone else hurt, and you would end up in a situation where you could end up facing prison time or something like that. Anyway, like, don't get me wrong, anyone who's ever drank alcohol and gotten drunk has probably fallen asleep somewhere where they're probably thinking, how the hell did I end up here and how did I get here in the first place, sort of thing. But that's the sign of a good night in some cases. Like, I don't drink, but I've heard many stories of people, you know, doing weird shenanigans and they've ended up either in a hospital or getting arrested, like an overnighter sort of thing, nothing serious. And it just makes me laugh, because like, it's funny, but it's also like, in what possible mind did you think that was a good idea in the first place? But then you also think about, like, well, they weren't in their, you know, rational mind or whatever. They were clearly off their minds, they were off their heads, drunk, or, you know, whatever. And they thought, well, if I do this, this would be a fun idea. What harm could come out of this? And unfortunately, you know, some harm does come out of it. But what I would really like to know, you know, from you, the audience, if you have a funny story that involves you being drunk or someone else being drunk that you can relate to in terms of this story, please write them below in the comments. I'll be very thrilled to know what kind of stories you come up with. And until then, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment to my channel. And until then, I'll see you guys next time. Thank you very much for tuning in.